Hi, welcome back to another episode of BottomlessCoffee007.com. First, I want to thank a couple of my fellow bloggers. The first one is Britchie over at BitchinInTheKitchen.org. She's a saucy old gal. Her website is BitchinInTheKitchen.org. There's no G in Bitchin. BitchinInTheKitchen.org. Go ahead and check her out if you get the chance. She's pretty entertaining. The next one is Raquel over at RaquelWrites.com. That's RaquelWrites, Raquel Writes. Another fantastic female blogger. They've been super supportive, and I really appreciate their insight. And I actually enjoy what they write. So without further ado, I want to tell you about today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Fat Man Walking Up a Flight of Stairs. Somebody please get that man a chair and a glass of water because he's wheezing and he's about to pass out. Fat Man Walking Up a Flight of Stairs. He's a good guy. You just got to give him a chance. Okay, so racism. I do a lot of writing about racism over on my blog, www.bottomlesscoffee007.com. That's one word. Don't forget about the 007. There's a lot of different blogs about coffee, but I'm the only Bottomless Coffee 007 out there. So racism. What's the deal with racism? How come everybody is so worried about racism these days? You know, I can understand not agreeing with somebody, but it seems awfully narcissistic that you demand that people like people. What kind of narcissistic asshole wants everybody to like them? Why can't I not like somebody because of the color of their skin? Why can't I not like somebody because of their background? I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that don't like me for the color of my skin. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent now. Listen, I'm just saying, you gotta let people be people. Some people are racist, some people aren't racist. Who really gives a crap? If somebody doesn't like you for the color of their skin, then that's their choice. And you gotta let people make their own choices on their own time and by their own standards. The more we force this racism thing down everybody's throats, the easier it becomes for people to become racist. I don't consider myself racist, but at the same time, I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there that do consider me racist. And who am I to tell them that I'm not? You know, they gotta make that up on, you know, they gotta make up their own minds, you know? You don't like all the food, you don't like all the people, you know? People just have their preferences. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're that good of a person, then people should see that based on your actions, not based on the color of your skin, you know. I really don't believe racism even exists. I believe in prejudice. Now, prejudice, I believe, is a real thing. But racism, I don't believe that's a real thing, you know. People need to make up their own minds. You can't force them into the corner. Because once you do that, it's just going to get bad. All right, well, that's it. I'm trying to keep these episodes short. Hopefully I'm going to get some callers eventually. I'm going to be interviewing some people, so there'll be a little bit more dialogue, a little bit more back and forth. Please let me know what you think. Like I said, I have a blog, bottomlesscoffee007.com. Head on over there and check it out. You might laugh, you might cry. Heck, you might even curse my name. I'm sure that happens more than I'd like to admit. But anyway, I got to get going. Don't forget to check out bitchininthekitchen.org and Raquel Writes. And don't forget to thank our sponsor, Fat Guy Walking Up a Flight of Stairs. All right, until next time, thank you for listening.